You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philip Andrews. On Sunday the 29th of this month, there will be a concert in the Basilica of Sant'Eustachio at 7:30. The concert will be performed by the Sutton Chorale under the baton of their director, Martin French. They were founded in 2009 following a visit to Germany, and so successful was that concert tour, they've continued by touring Ireland and Europe, as well as many cathedrals in England. So welcome, Martin. And thank you very much for joining us today. Could you tell us a little about the foundation of your chorale? Because it seems to be quite a group of singers who enjoy making music. One only has to look at the website to see how many pictures there are of you singing and then having a sort of a bit of convivium afterwards in the pub.
They do work very, very hard at their music, and I feel it important that they are equally enthusiastic about relaxing afterwards.
And that's part of the joy of making music, I think, coming together as friends, the joy of making the music itself.
Very, very much so, and especially because it's such an ecumenical group. We have the whole range of faiths across the Christian Church. We have Protestants, we have Catholics, Methodists, and I also believe we have the odd atheist who just loves the music.
So overall, you come together to sing sacred music within the setting of the Anglican and the Catholic liturgies, is that correct?
Absolutely right, and it's very much the case of little choirs will not be able to tackle the repertoire that we have, and it gives an opportunity for people from smaller choirs to join together with a bigger organisation that can take on major works and in major buildings, that the skills they learn with us, they take back to their own choirs and they will improve.
So your tour of Italy that begins on Friday of this week, you'll be visiting some very beautiful churches in both Florence and Rome, ranging from, I think, an extraordinary form high mass in Florence through to an evensong in the Caravita to bid farewell to the outgoing ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker. And also this concert in Sant'Eustachio, which you're hoping is going to raise money for a project. Could you tell us a little about that project?
Well, currently the Sant'Eustachios feed the poor of Rome every day. But the next stage of the project is to convert the crypt to provide medical care, washing facilities, and help to get these people back into of society and back in with somewhere to live. And I think that's just so, so important. And it's an honour to be able to help contribute towards that project.
That's wonderful. Now, I understand your repertoire for the concert tour is going to be specifically English music. Could you tell us a little about the repertoire?
It ranges from Purcell right through to living composers. We've got some exciting pieces, we've got some reflective pieces, music of many different styles, which shows the richness of the English musical choral tradition.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Martin French, for talking to Vatican Radio today. I'm Philip Andrews. Laudetur Jesus Christus.